I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
How can I provide you exceptional service?
Looks like my bill went up and I'm...
No, that's not what I meant to play. This is what happens when you push the wrong button. With all the buttons look alike and you push the wrong button. You know what I'm talking about?
He hasn't had coffee, okay?
Is that what I... Is that, should I have had some coffee already?
You should have probably had coffee.
Let's try this one and see what happens.
Oh, good morning.
You know what? I need a smoke and a beer.
What's wrong with you this morning?
I'm trying to quit smoking.
I gotta quit smoking.
I'm trying to quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
Well then, this is your lucky day.
How so?
Today is the Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
This could be your day.
I'll quit smoking.
Quit smoking for good.
You can do it!
It's showtime.
See, that's what I was trying to say, because today's the Great American Smokeout.
Oh,
and if
okay.
You smoke, today is a day to help you get started on the road to not smoking.
Oh,
millions
okay.
And millions of people have used this day to launch their effort to stop smoking once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And many have succeeded. I never smoked, so I don't know what that's like. You know what I'm saying? Hanging to be addicted to that and not be able to put those down.
Yeah, I've never smoked either, so I don't understand, you know, what they're going through. But today's a good day to start.
Every time I hear the word smoking, for some reason, I'm reminded of an old joke I heard years ago. Do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I never looked. It's time to get up. It's 6:04.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do. The back of a cop car.
Hey, you see, Keith Urban makes it sound, you know, romantic and all to get caught by the cops. That's not how I got caught by the cops one time. It didn't work out like this at all. not at all.
No.
But I did think of a Hallmark Christmas movie that you could do based on that song. See, one of the cops that arrested him ended up being her old boyfriend from high school. He realizes she's on the wrong track and rescues her from the whole situation. Then she discovers her love of baking, opens the bake shop. It's a success.
They put up a tree in the town square.
Put up the tree in the town square.
Oh, my gosh.
And it ends with everybody gathered around.
Write it down. I'm sending Hallmark a letter now.
Green light!
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into the odds and ends here. Yeah, Ford is introducing seats that recline and turn into beds.
Woohoo! Finally!
They are going to be available in the F-150 Max trucks and provide lower back support as well.
Oh, don't tell my husband that.
Sleeping in the car, don't have to pay for a room anymore. There you go.
That's right. Roll up, snap the locks down, and snooze off. Best Buy is now using Instacart to offer same-day delivery, so you can order from Best Buy and have it at your house the same day. Get that big TV. Get that game console.
You guys, That's what's going to happen to me. The 22nd, I got it on my calendar. That's the minute the Best Buy TV we want goes on sale. We're getting that bad boy, and I'm done buying TVs in 2020.
All thanks to Frank.
Yeah.
Better take things that are heavy and throwable away from your son.
Absolutely.
Pepsi celebrating the holidays with a new apple pie flavor. Now, it's not available in stores. You can only win it through Pepsi's social media contest. The first 1,500 people to enter the contest on Pepsi's Twitter and TikTok pages are eligible to win a liter of this new drink.
What do y'all think about it? Because I know they came out with that cinnamon one that one time, and it was not very great. At least not for me. I'm not a cinnamon person, so.
If I want apple pie, I want a big slab warm on a plate with vanilla bean ice cream on top of it.
With a nice dense crust on the bottom.
Yeah.
Mm.
They can keep their apple pie flavored Pepsi. I'm not interested.
Yep, I agree.
Are you interested in this, though? Jimmy Dean is selling sausage mint peppermint bark.
Okay, no, I get where they're going with this. They're doing the salty and sweet thing. I get that. I'm not going to diss it until I try it.
Peppermint and sausage?
Here's the description on the package. Delicious sausage candy sits atop this white chocolate peppermint bark with a dark chocolate base.
Yeah, that's hot.
I'm all right.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Sounds perishable.
Yeah, can't leave it out of the fridge.
Campbell Soup has Thanksgiving dinner insurance. Campbell Soup is promoting Thanksgiving dinner insurance. The company is offering side dish replacements if yours don't turn out as planned. People can buy the insurance on Campbell's website, although it is only limited to New York City residents. They decided not to make this a nationwide promotion. That was the initial idea, but somebody in a conference room said, hey, wait a minute. Those people down south, they're liable to try to cash in on this. Don't do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, this year could be the most expensive Super Bowl ticket ever. The cheapest ticket to this year's Super Bowl in Tampa could cost $10,102 because of reduced capacity. The NFL,
guys,
it's awful.
It's sports. It's just a game.
I'll watch it on TV for free.
The NFL is only planning to allow between 10,000 and 20,000 fans into Raymond James Stadium for the game. The average ticket price could jump to 12,000 with limited capacity. The aforementioned prices, by the way, may include a coronavirus test when you come in. The league is considering requiring a test to get into the game.
Okay.
I just want y'all to know that $10,000 times 20,000 people is 200. I think these are all enough zeros to make a million, but $200 million alone from tickets.
Costs a lot of money to put on a football game.
I guess so.
A couple of interesting things here. Mardi Gras parades not allowed this year because of the Rona. How are they going to stop those people down there from doing it? You know, they do what they want. When it comes to Mardi Gras, they get drunk and stay drunk and do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And if you were a Godfather fan, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I guess Francis Ford Coppola has reworked The Godfather Part 3 into a new movie, or at least a movie with new parts in it that is being released to theaters in early December. Yes, it's The Godfather Part 3, Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. And there's a big, long trailer they're running on it. I see a lot of familiar things in it. I don't know how good it'll be, but a lot of people did not like The Godfather Part 3.
Have they run out of other ideas?
Well, they're out. First of all, they don't have any more books. So they've done it. It's hard to top the first Godfather. Godfather Part 2 was good. A lot of people didn't like 3. Maybe the rework will be better.
We used to taste that Tadanuga freight. Couple of... something
bad. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. Stuffing that stocking, stuffing that sack with the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Stuff you might not think of. You know, it's hard to buy stuff for people who seem to have whatever. You know, anymore, people just buy what they want. I want it, I'm going to get it. They don't wait for any kind of holiday. It's like, oh, I'd get him that, but he already got it for himself. But there's all kinds of other little things that you might not have thought of before, and you go, ooh, that's a good idea. That's what we're trying to find for you now.
Yeah.
I got one of these a few years ago, and I still love it. If I had it, I would have brought it to play it for you, but it's up in Kentucky. But if they're recordable Christmas ornaments.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
And you have your kids or whatever record their little voices on there, and then it's on there forever. It stores it onto a chip, and, you know, it's you just hit the button, and you can hear your little darling sing the song. I mean, you can sing it. You know,
they can say, hey, Mom, I love you so much. And then a couple years later, you can play that instead of them, Mom, I just can't stand you anymore.
Right.
Yeah. You can remember when they were sweet. So isn't that a great idea?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just think about Frank giving one to like his Gigi. Say, Merry Christmas, Gigi. Oh, it's so cute.
So it's Gigi for Grandma, huh?
For that one. The other one is Mimi.
Okay, Gigi and Mimi.
Gigi and Mimi.
Neither of them are too old, are old enough to be grandmothers, they both said.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So, so wait a minute. They came up with a name and then taught it to the child.
Yeah, well, of course, my mother was Mimi before Frank because there was other children, grandchildren involved, and she was never a grandma. But Gigi, we kind of picked, and then she said, well, whatever he calls me is fine, but it's Gigi, so.
Don't you think they love the ornaments, though, with the recorded voice in them?
Oh, yeah, they would both probably tear up, definitely. Yeah. So precious.
Amazon's got several different ones you can check. Some of them even record video and voice.
Wow.
Check it out.
Are you one of them girls to pee us off the butt lightly?
Throwing them good vibes around. It's Thursday. One more day till the weekend.
Woo, baby.
Looking forward to it. I know you are. Hope you're having a great week so far. Should I go first today? I haven't gone first all week, have I?
No, mm-hmm. I don't think you have.
I'm going to go first because this is a great story. You know, divine intervention, man, can come at any time and take many forms. Like this story right here where this graveyard shift worker at Walmart who eats his lunch at 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then somehow turns into a superhero during a crisis. Here's what happened. A guy named Harry Ulmer, overnight maintenance supervisor at Walmart in South Philly, taking his lunch break at 2 a.m. on Saturday, he heard a man screaming. The guy in his 30s had fallen in the freezing Delaware River nearby while he was trying to take a selfie, and he was yelling for help. See, this happens all the time. People have all kinds of accidents while they're trying to take selfies. So Harry sprinted about 200 yards toward the pier, hopped the locked fence, then broke off two logs from a tree, tied a rope around them, and threw them to the guy as a flotation device.
Heck yeah.
He also pulled out his cell phone, called 911 while the guy held on to the improvised flotation device until the ambulance arrived to rescue him. The guy was treated for hypothermia at the hospital, but he's going to be fine thanks to this overnight guy at Walmart.
And think about it. You're in that river. A minute, 2 minutes is a total, could make a total difference.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he saved him.
Heck yeah. Saved. That's so great. I love it.
That's my thanks. Good vibe today.
All right. So here's the thing. I want to read this quote verbatim, then I'll tell you who it's from. Never, first of all, it's a great quote. Never bend your head. Always hold it high. Look the world straight in the eye. Great quote. Love it. Just look at things, life head on. Interesting. It was from Helen Keller, though.
Is it
wrong for me to say she said, look the world straight in the eye?
Isn't that interesting, though, that she would say that, you know?
Oh,
now, you could
irony.
Sit around and figure out all sorts of philosophical reasons why she would say that.
You're right.
Maybe because absolutely. It pertained to more people than just herself, yeah. And so she thought it would work better that
she's not
way.
Being selfish.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Okay. All right, Annie.
So here is the best good vibes you're going to hear all day. I know tons of us have gotten all those political ads from the election
what?
Going on.
No.
Sick and tired of it. First of all, they make great fire starter. Second of all, if you just have them, they're sitting in your extra recycling bin or you're just a hoarder of all things mail, take those babies and you're just gonna wet them down a little bit and then you're gonna be able to form them together, okay? And this is what you're going to use to now wipe your butt since everybody wants to hoard all the toilet paper because we didn't learn the first time around that we're not gonna lose it all.
People, stop hoarding toilet paper. Stop buying all that stuff up.
I didn't know yes. I was going to be able to use this reference again, but I guess I do. It's a very crappy situation.
Oh, my gosh.
Super crappy situation.
Chase.
Dale, why are you hanging your head down?
Chase. Go back to singing Safety Dance. He was doing that a little while ago.
See the way you're taking care of your mama.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
You know, I drink so much that my friends try to help me with the habit. That shows you're a scumbag when your friends are text messing you drink specials. You know? Not, hey, how are you? It's like $2 beers at this place. And I just write back, K. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they know I'm going to be there. Like, there's this website called Yelp.com. anybody could go on there and they could review any bar or restaurant they've been to. You could be your own critic. If you love the bar, you give it 5 stars. If you hate the bar, you give it 1 star. You know, I guess it serves a purpose. And here's what they said. I'll give you an example. There's this bar called Richard's. All right, I love Richard's. It's just outside of downtown Chicago. A few of you have heard of it. I call Richard's an upscale dive. It's a bar with character. You know what I mean? A bar you want to be at. This is what they say about Richard's. They go, oh, I'm giving Richard's 1 star, the top reviewer writes. This place is ridiculous. The bartender slash owner will start smoking cigarettes at the end of the night because he doesn't care about state law. Everyone's drunk dancing to Sinatra songs, and 45-year-old women are picking up on 22-year-old guys. Those are all pros where I come from. Are you kidding me right now? 1 star. I'd give that 1,000 stars if that was possible. I'd glitter that page. I'd throw a galaxy on that comment board. The owner of Richard's should just have a commercial that highlights those three things. It should show the owner putting a cigarette out on a cougar while Sinatra's My Way plays in the background. There's your commercial right there.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
I love you just like
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. If all the turkey just poof, gone, disappeared, not available, no turkey, they've hoarded it up like toilet paper, and now you've got to decide what you're going to have. What would you rather have? What is your decision? What's your fallback? Is it a ham? A lot of people are going to say ham. Ham. I love a ham. That's good.
Yeah.
Is it maybe a big roast?
Like a pork tenderloin or something.
Yeah, is it something like that? What do you go to? For me, I'll just go ahead and say my fallback would be a ham. Because I love a good ham. I hear Annie talking about those honey baked on the air. I love those things. I could eat half of one right now.
I just want to lick the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I want is that crunchy outside. Yeah.
Give me that glaze, baby. Give me that glaze. So is it a ham? What else is it? How about you, Annie? What would you do? What's your fallback? No turkey. What are you doing?
I honestly told Chase earlier, I think I'm going to start doing the opposite of everybody else. And during the warm months, we're going to go for the heavy foods. We're going to go for the Thanksgiving meals, okay? And when it comes time for Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's hamburgers, hot dogs, and baked beans, baby.
Okay, all right. Listen, I would not turn my nose up at that. All that sounds delicious to me.
There's a guy I used to work with in Pennsylvania at a station up there that he said his go-to classic Thanksgiving thing every year, no matter what, he would order a large pizza just for himself. That's it.
Love it. I love it.
Sure.
I like that idea. Larger pizza? Yeah, I'll do it.
You know, a lot of people like to go the non-traditional way. It's like, okay, let's just throw everything out the window and go Chinese.
That's what we did last year at my in-laws. Instead of the big Christmas dinner, it was just going to be the few of us because all of our other people were gone. And she was like, you know, what if we do something different? I said, yeah, let's do it. Chinese. Let's save yourself all the effort. Let's eat some Chinese, man.
All right. How about you? What would be your go-to? Let us know. Is it a ham? Is it a roast? Is it something we haven't even thought of? Maybe you're going vegetarian option. What's it going to be? 680-WOLF. Yes.
Bacon-covered pork tenderloin with a... apple nutmeg glaze.
That's
hot. Yeah, that's sold. Very specific. I'm taking a cue here and thinking you're probably going to be having that anyway. Is that what you're having?
Probably.
Yeah.
And your address is.
That sounds delicious.
It is. I can send you a recipe.
Is that your recipe or is that something that has been handed down?
No, that's a recipe that I've got out of a. Little magazine years ago.
Well, it sounds delicious. Anything that has bacon over top of it, anything that is encased in bacon, anything that is topped with bacon, I'm in. Let me have
Bold.
It. Did you hear what she said? She's got bacon all over it.
Yeah, yes. I got that.
Let me reiterate that it has bacon all over it. That's good. How about you? 680-WOLF.
Girl, I've always loved you.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Darius Rucker, 7:34, talking about what would you do if the turkey was gone and you had to fall back. What you go to? Is it ham? What else is there? Lots of choices. What would you do? 680-WOLF got lots of comments on social.
So my first one, a lot of people did say ham. But Michael Gratch said freaking ham always. So okay. I really liked that. I've seen quite a few different things, though. Venison, possum, lasagna.
Possum. Hold on. Back up.
Yeah.
People. Right. People. We can do better.
I love a good possum sausage.
That was Martha Mabe who said possum.
Martha.
We can get on her.
Martha. Stop. Stop. Can't eat that thing.
I saw London broil, ribs, beer can chicken, ham and duck. They're smoking it all. Sea scallops and shrimp. I mean, I'm just surprised with a lot of people and what they're saying here. Steak and shrimp. Sushi? Oh, my gosh. And then dessert. Someone said, screw everything else, just desserts.
Yeah, let's have a dessert bar. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Belly up to the dessert bar. Come on. 680 Wolf, what say you? What's your go-to if there's no turkey?
A big old juicy deer shoulder on the smoker.
Ooh.
So have you been deer hunting yet this year?
No, sir, not yet.
Do you have deer in the freezer now?
Yes, sir.
Is there a shoulder in there now?
Yes, sir.
Are you gonna do that? Or is that or maybe you're one of these who has, well, let's have turkey and the shoulder.
Mm. Well, we not too much on the turkey. We like turkey, but I think we're going to go a little bit different route than the traditional and do the shoulder.
Well, I don't blame you, pal. It sounds good to me. I'd gobble it up.
Y'all come on down.
All right. Thanks for the invite. Have a happy Thanksgiving, pal.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. How about you? What would be your go-to? Turkey's all gone. They've hoarded it up like toilet paper. What are you going to do? 680 Wolf. Hey. I saw your... New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's 7:42. It's Thursday. Only one more day to the weekend.
This morning, The Wake Up with The Wolf Show salutes Sandy Level, Virginia. Population 339.
Salute!
Yes!
CBS Tonight.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Dan and Jay, 7:53. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Time for those party hats.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, let's get thirsty on this Thursday. You share your birthday with Cam, who is burning the house down. She is 36 today. Y'all like that? No? No comments?
That was good. That was a good one. That was a good one. Chester.
Okay, all right. Yes. Okay. Billy Currington is 47 today.
I love Billy Currington, man. He is awesome. He's a great songwriter. I love the way he sings, his style. Just a great guy.
When he first came out, I swore to God he was Dierks Bentley. So now I just call him off-brand Dierks Bentley.
Walmart brand.
Yeah. Adam Driver is 37. He played Kylo Ren in Star Wars, Nerd Wars, Chase Wars. Jodie Foster is 58. Meg Ryan is 60. Larry King is 87. And Calvin Klein is 78. Some local birthdays. A big fan. She loves the birthday shout-outs every day, and she's celebrating a birthday today. Her name is Abriel Purnell. She's from Blanche, North Carolina, and she's 7 years old today. So happy birthday, Abriel.
Yay!
There's also Carson Watkins of Sandy Ridge, Leah Smith of Greensboro, Brittany Sanders of Burlington, and Lana Scales of Louisville. Happy birthday, you guys. Go ahead and get your special day in now so we can shout you out. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave?
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Another gorgeous day is coming up today. It'll be sunny and cool, perfect fall day, 55, down to 30 tonight. 64 and sunny again tomorrow. I like it. I did look ahead to Thanksgiving Day. Looks like we may have some rain on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's okay. It's a good day to be inside eating.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend not.
What you drinking about?
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Stephanie Quayle. I still love that line, tipsy heart broke eyes. That's a good line.
That is.
That's a good line. 804, off to the land of Law and Order now. It is time to get busy with Nimrod News. Guys, if you're going to commit a crime and you've got an escape plan, think it through. Think through your escape plan.
Sounds like something went sideways on this.
It did. Yeah. There's this 44-year-old guy named Matthew Piercy from Palo Cedro, California, and he's been running a $35 million Ponzi scheme since 2015.
Oh.
Mainly by convincing people at his mega church to invest with him and then pocketing the money.
Of course.
Yeah.
On Monday, the FBI went to his house to arrest him. Well, he was not going quietly into that good night. He took off in his pickup truck, drove to a lake, and then he jumped in to the lake. Now, remember, this is a lake, which is essentially a giant pond.
Yeah, there's difference in the South.
It's not feeding into anything.
That's right. He thought he had a plan. Matthew had a Yamaha 350 Li underwater submersible. That's a sea scooter that basically drags you around underwater at about 4 miles an hour.
Of course he had one of those.
Now, if you've been thinking this through as we go, you've already spotted flaws in his plan.
What? No.
One, he jumped in a lake, which is a giant pond.
He's going to come out somewhere.
There's nowhere this is going to go except up against a mud bank. So it wasn't like he could escape to freedom. Two, he didn't have any breathing equipment, so he had to constantly keep coming up for air. Can you picture this? Back down he goes. And three, the lake was really super, super cold. I mean, it is
all the air. Yeah, follow the air bubbles.
He finally got out after 25 minutes. He was arrested for wire fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, and witness tampering. He's looking at up to 20 years in prison. Of course, they also are going to throw on the, you know, evading the authorities and all that other right. kind of stuff.
At that point, that's just icing on the cake.
But this guy's going away for a long time. Again, think your escape plan through. And then when you have an escape plan, have a backup escape plan.
It's like just as dumb as the guys who take off in a car and don't have any gas in the gas tank.
Stop. Yeah. They stop for gas 10 miles down the road.
A hot air balloon would have been better than this.
Yes.
That's a good escape plan.
That is.
That's right. Jason, when I commit the big crime, we're doing it together. I like that.
Yeah.
You are a smart man.
You put me on a roller coaster.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Cannot stress this enough. Today at 5 o'clock, your whole entire Thanksgiving meal done. You don't even have to worry about it.
Play Yummy.
Jason's got a chance today at 5 o'clock for you to score that. Now, I'm going to be selfish here. I think I'm going to be selfish for Dale as well and any other man out there.
All right.
Oh.
It's International Men's Day.
You bet it is. You better know it's all about the man today.
Men suck.
Men rule.
It's all about y'all every day.
All right, all men, join in. Men, 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 men. All right. Moving along, did you know Sam's Club is now offering fully made Thanksgiving sides for you to grab and go in case you're in a rush next week?
Don't tell people. It's the secret.
Well, gotta have a membership to get in. but they already have pre-made dinners usually out there, like chicken Alfredo and sometimes some sort of linguine, some sort of Italian.
So good. Stuffed shells. Oh, everything. Yeah. I love their pre-made section.
Yeah, so now they have a whole new section just for Thanksgiving. So if you are in a pinch, there you go. I read this last night and I was so excited. I was like, yes, they finally gave in to the critics. They finally gave in to the petitions. Charlie Brown fans rejoice. Apple has decided to double down and allow PBS, or back down, I should say, and allow PBS to air a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and Christmas.
All right, nice.
Smartest thing they could do right there.
They said that they saw a lot of backlash on the internet.
Imagine
the
interwebs, that. Imagine that.
About not having it on broadcast TV, so they decided to give in and allow PBS the rights to air ad-free, too.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. And last but not least, let's go to Texas. We were in Texas earlier this morning. Your fun fact for the day, it's illegal to own more than 6 sex toys in Texas.
All right, well, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out, too.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things you need to know.
Think about it for an answer.
Uh-oh, I'm out.
Her day starts with a coffee.
Flushing stuff.
Yeah, baby.
Monopoly. Are we keeping it or are we going to flush it? I'll be happy to go first.
Yeah.
Go first.
Flush it. Never liked it. Not 1 minute. Not one enjoyable minute did I ever have playing Monopoly. None. Absolutely none.
Dale, I'm going to disagree with you because I enjoyed Monopoly. I loved playing the banker. I would take an extra $500 out of the stash just for me.
Even then, he was learning to embezzle.
Yeah. Yes, sir, young.
You guys, I have played Monopoly one time in my life. Only once.
That's sad.
It lasted for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we took away property ownership in that game. So there was no properties to be acquired. And we played for 3 hours. No, thank you. Never again. Flush it. The money ain't real. I don't want it.
What say you, 680 Wolf? Go.
I say keep it.
Keep it, really? Yeah. I hate that game.
Well, you can learn how to finagle in life with some of it, too.
See, there you go. It's a learning game. That's probably why I don't like it.
I hear you.
All right. We'll chuck you down for keep it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that mean we have a tie?
That means, I'm going to tell you right now. So what me and you are both no. Chase and our sweet listener who just called in are both yes. But we did just get a text message from Chelsea. And she said, flush it. It's the worst game ever. Big old snooze fest, in her opinion. So, Dale, do you know what that means?
Tie has been broken. Goodbye, Monopoly.
I'm going to respond to Chelsea in a very mean text.
Very stern text coming your way.
Wordy.
He said the like it did on me.
Next door news. Annie, what you got?
Basically, just come on over to my neighborhood and get yourself a bunch of free crap because that's all that this guy has in his backyard. This neighbor of mine, his name is Joe, and boy, let me tell you how fitting that name is because Mr. Joe Derte posted up on the Nextdoor app tons of pictures of his backyard, and he has tons of nonsense back there. I mean, they must be giving away the Audacity at a low, low price these days because I can't believe he really posted all the pictures he has here. You like that, giving away the Audacity? I'm just going to say it. It's friggin' garbage that he's got piled up out there, okay? In these pictures, there's old wheelchairs, scrap metal, TVs, furniture, Husker do's, Husker don'ts, and we'll be here all day if I kept naming what all I see just from these little pictures alone. So get this. He's telling people to just come on over and basically have a dumpster dive party in his backyard. Talking about, come and get yourself a great deal. I bet I got everything you didn't know you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the truth of the matter is that there'll be probably dozens of people who'll go over there and dig through that stuff.
Yeah.
They will. It's just, it's incredible.
I'm sorry, but if old Joe Dirt thinks he's pulling the wool over anyone's eyes, he's sadly mistaken, because I see you, and you just want people to come out and clean out all your junk for you, you lazy.
Yeah, clean the yard up.
He ain't smart or slick. I know his story. I see him. Y'all, all this crap, it ain't even cool stuff. I don't think I would even go near this place, because as soon as I saw it in these pictures, I said, oh, nope, that's where the Rona done come from, and I don't want none.
It might be.
Go get the copper. Get the copper out of there. That's where it's at.
Yeah, there'll be people over there digging around for copper, hoping they'll find a little copper to go sell.
Right.
It's better than to do that, though, than to steal my air conditioner.
Too true. And you know, seriously, though, if anybody goes, just let me know what's out there, because I really want to know. But, of course, once you've sanitized yourself thoroughly. And I got to know what's out there, because I can't see everything in this dude's post, but I am truly interested in some great findings that might be out there. And you can send us your pictures of all the free crap you might get, or dish about your dirty neighbors, 336-680-WOLF, or you can DM us at 931TheWolf on Facebook or Instagram.
We used to chase that... Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.